Amen. Be seated while the ushers step forward this way. Chance for us to get up the offering this morning. And trust that you have come ready and planning on giving as the Lord has instructed us in his word. Be faithful. Be faithful in that matter. Bible said the Lord loves a cheerful giver. I guess if you're a cheerful giver, you'll be a faithful giver. Amen. And so be faithful in that matter. And if you've tried that, you have found that the Lord is faithful to those who give. You can't worship God without a gift. Amen. You're going to have to give God something. And that's got to be more than money, but I believe it includes our money in the ways the Lord has instructed us to give in his word. And so be faithful in that matter for the Lord's glory, okay? Remember all these requests. We've mentioned many things already, but let's be praying for one another in these days. Pray for the church. Pray God put his hand, keep his hand on us, and send a revival. I need the Lord. I need the Lord to send a revival, and our church does. This community needs to see a church where the power of God is moving in great and mighty ways. And so be praying for the church and pray for one another in regards to that. If you're here today and you're lost, we're praying especially for you. The Lord drop the blinders off your eyes, let you see the light, and that the Holy Ghost would trouble you so bad that you'd have to run to the light and to be saved. You know what I'm thankful for today? I'm thankful I'm not in the dark. Amen. Thankful I'm not deceived. I have people reach out to me from time to time. Seem like it's more and more lately. I don't know why that is. Want me to believe this and believe that and embrace this and embrace that. I told a man yesterday some things he sent to him. I said, "That what you're saying or what you've sent to me, I love the Bible verse, but what you attach below the Bible verse is absolute rubbish." Rubbish. Amen. Because what it said goes against what the Word of God says. And I'm not embracing anything that's outside of the Word of God. And if I was to get more dogmatic about it outside of the Bible known as the King James Bible. Amen. I could care less what Dr. Phil says. Could care less what the rabbis say. Could care less what Constantine said and the Catholic Church and the Pope have to say. I don't care about what the Mormons believe and all their so-called extra-biblical revelations. Amen. I study the Bible for myself, and the Holy Ghost has showed me the light of it. I'm glad I'm not deceived. I'm glad I'm not in the dark. And I don't really care what the world thinks about what I believe today. What I believe, who I believe. I don't mean a Bible college, and I don't mean today's some man. Who I believe today by way of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, changed my life. And you really showed up about 27 years too late to convince me that who I believe does not save a soul. I'm the testimony of the changed life that came by the power of God. Amen. I'd be a drunk today. I'd be a fornicator today. I'd be a useless idiot today had it not been for the work the Lord Jesus Christ did in my life, changing me when he saved me. Amen. I'm glad. What I'm trying to say is I'm glad I'm not deceived today. I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded of all that he said he is and all that he said he'd do for those that would call upon him by faith, repenting of their sin. You're looking at somebody whose life has been changed. Hallelujah. And I just want to praise him today for what he's done and who he is. Amen. I didn't get religion 27 years ago. I was born into religion, and religion did absolutely nothing for me. But the day the light came on and I realized who the Lord Jesus Christ was on the authority of what he said in his word, Amen. What the Holy Ghost made real in my life, it has worked for 27 years. I hadn't had to find nothing new. I don't need no new revelation. I don't need no new religion. Amen. What I got 27 years ago is as real and more special and more priceless. Amen. And greater than it was 27 years ago. Amen. So I want to say again, you've showed up 27 years too late. Try to convince me of some other way. Amen. If you say, well, what you believe, it ain't so. Well, I know better than that. And if you tell me otherwise, I'm going to say what you're saying ain't so. It ain't so. But I'm telling you, I like what one preacher said. He said what he got when he got saved was so real. He said, now I'm not going to hell. He said, I'm not going to hell. He said, but if I go to hell, I'll go to hell trusting in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and his glorious name. Amen. And I'm telling you today, that is the faith I have in the Lord Jesus Christ today. And I said all that to say this, what I was trying to say when a rabbit jumped up. If you're here today and you're lost, I know the one who can save you from your sin. You don't need more religion. You don't need a turning of the leaf. You don't need to try, amen, to keep the law. Jesus kept the law and Jesus died for your sin. And by the way, Jesus took the punishment for your sin. Amen. He took the stripes and the chastisement and the grief that was yours. He took it. Don't ask me to explain all that divine transaction that took place. It goes beyond what the human mind can even comprehend. My grief was laid on him and your sin was laid on him. And he literally became sin and was made sin. Thank God, and died for that sin all in that moment of time. That you and I might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hey, man, I feel so excited I could jump over this pulpit this morning. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad when I couldn't do myself, and Jesus took on and did for me. Hey, man, my voice is feeling better, Brother Jank. I feel like I could testify a little while. Ain't you glad you're saved? Ain't you glad you ain't going to hell? Ain't you glad you ain't what you used to be? Ain't you glad you're still drinking? You just changed fountains. I'm glad. Hey, man, when the Lord saved me, he brought me out the mire. He brought me out the pit. I didn't know what he was going to do, but I'm out the mire singing in the choir. I'm out the pit and preaching in the pulpit. Thank God, I'm glad I know what Jesus did for me. Amen, and it's as real as the air I breathe. Amen. It's as real, and if it don't get real in you, amen, if it don't get real in you, you'll bust tail wide open when you die. That's exactly right. Amen. So what I was trying to say, Brother A.L., is if you're here today and you don't know what I'm talking about, you can know what I'm talking about. Amen. You can know Jesus for yourself. Amen. You can know Jesus for yourself. He's the only wise God. He's God manifest in the flesh. He's God come down out of the portals of glory to rescue and redeem sinful men. He's the only one that was willing to do it. He's the only one that could have done it. He's the only one, my friend, that loves you enough. And he come to where we are, knowing everything that we were, knowing everything we was and everything we will be, and still was willing to lay down his life on an old rugged cross and be made what was contrary to his only nature, that you and I might be saved and made like him. Glory, hallelujah. Glad I'm saved this morning. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. I'm glad this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. And Christ Jesus came into the world. He didn't just come to be another rabbi. He didn't come just to be a great teacher. He didn't come just to be another prophet. And God, He came to be the Savior of the world. The Savior of the world. I'm glad how to know the Savior of the world. A one that can save anybody anywhere. Amen. And if you're old or you're young, you must be born again. You got to be saved. If your mama or daddy or a grandpa or a grandma, listen to what Jesus said. You must be born again. Ain't enough to be good in the eyes of this world. It ain't good enough. You won't make it to heaven by your co-workers telling you that you're good enough. Amen. It doesn't matter what any lying preacher says in your funeral. If you don't get saved, you don't get saved in this life. You will die in your sin and you'll go to a devil's hell. That's the payment for sin. The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. Death. Death now. Death for eternity. The first death, the losing, the drawing of your last breath. Your heart quit beating in this life, but only to be met with what is known as the second death, in which men are separated from God and His grace and any other opportunity to be rescued from sin throughout all eternity. Amen. Are you saved today? Is it real to you today? I'm glad it's real to me. Amen. I'm glad I'm in the midst of a crowd that it's real to. Amen. Don't tell me Jesus ain't the Savior. If He ain't the Savior, how in the world there are people in this room today who used to be dope heads and pill heads and pushers of contraband? How do you explain drunkards who are now sober and in the right mind? How in the world do you explain people whose lives had been all but destroyed by sin and have been put back together? You're telling me today that Jesus ain't real? Are you telling me today that the gospel is not the power of God unto salvation? Are you telling me that faith won't bring a man to righteousness? You've lost your mind, friend, if you think that I'm going to believe in anything other than Jesus. I've watched Him. I know and have experienced Him do it in my life. I've watched Him do it in the lives of others. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll take the least. He'll take the least of society. He'll take the most messed up. He'll take the greatest and the brokenhearted. And in one moment of time, faith being put in Him, amen, He'll change their life for time and eternity. Amen. I'm not what I used to be, and I can't go back to what I used to be. Amen. I ain't perfect, but one of these days, thank God, I'll be in the very image of my Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to quit, but I'm feeling pretty good about it. I told them youngins back there today, Bible said, let the young men and the maidens praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I told them not to tell you what I'm about to tell you. I said, don't you go out there and tell them old people that ain't praised God in years and years and years. I said, they ain't right with God. Amen. Don't you tell them that. And I done told them, Isaac, so you ain't got to. Isaac was going to tell it anyway, Brother Tim. He's going to tell it. I know he was. He had a look in his eye. I told them young people, I don't care if you've been saved 5 minutes or 50 years. You're as saved. Amen. You're as saved as you ever going to be. Amen. If you've ever been born in the family, I don't care if you've just barely taken a few breaths in the family of God. You're as saved. You're as saved as anybody, amen, is ever going to be. And you have a right and you have a responsibility to praise the name of the Lord or what He's done in your life. You ought to praise Him. You ought to praise Him. You ought to praise Him. At the old and the children praise His name. David said He's worthy to be praised. Because of what He's done, some folk, they can't praise God because they don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt they're saved. They know they ain't got what this preacher's talking about. They know they ain't got what that young man sings about around here every week. They ain't got what Brother Tim stands and declares by way of the Sunday school hour from the Word of God. That you can know it. You could know it today. You could leave here with joy in your soul. You could leave here with praise on your breath. You could leave here today saying, I'm glad that I know the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. So what I'm trying to say is you can be saved. There's a Savior still saving. If you're going to try to go outside of Him, if you're going to try to go outside of Him, this is what Jesus said. You try to come in some other way than me who is the door. Jesus said the same as a thief and a robber. You try to come through Moses, you're a thief and you're a robber. You try to come by way of law keeping, you're a thief and you're a robber. You try to come through church membership, you're a thief and you're a robber. You try to come by way of the baptismal pool, you are a thief and you are a robber. You try to work out your own deal with God, and me and God haven't understand it. I didn't say it, Jesus said it, as same as a thief and a robber. Those that get in come in through the door, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And you can come today. You can come today. You can leave this place today. A saved daddy, a saved mama, a saved young person, a saved old person. Amen. You can leave here today saved, because this is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's what we all were. That's what we all are. Amen, but I'm glad, Brother Jerry, I know a Savior. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hey, man, I'm glad you say, well, my mamma said, and I heard a preacher say one time, and the rabbis say, I don't care what they say. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I ain't trusting in Peter. I ain't trusting in the Pope. I had a man this week tried to accuse me that what I believe I got from Constantine. I've been preaching against Constantine since I learned all he ever said and thought and done. Ain't no follower of Constantine. Amen. Oh, no, friend. I know what I believe. This crowd don't even know what they believe. They'll tell you what everybody else believes, but they don't know for themselves what they believe. But Brother Mike, I know what I believe. I know what I believe. I know what changed my life. Hey, man, I'm glad that I know. You better know it for yourself. You better know it for yourself. Hey, man, I've said it. I've said it for 10 years around here. Don't you take my word for it. Amen. I'm telling you what I tell you. These words are the same words Jesus preached. Hey, I'm about to preach now. Amen. I done got myself. I done messed this service up. Sam, I done messed it up, buddy. I done messed it up. And I like what Jesus said. And crowd followed Him for the lessons. And they followed Him for the lunches. And they followed Him for the miracles. All of a sudden, when He looked at them, and He, my friend, put their feet to the fire about whether or not they were going to believe on Him, they turned and walked away. There Jesus stood with the 12. One of them may have been a devil, but when He looked at him, He said, are you also going to go away? And of all the people to speak up and finally get it right, Brother Larry, Peter did. We give him a bad rap, but Peter did more than you and I ever thought about doing in 10,000 lifetimes. And Peter said, Lord, where else are we going to go? Thou alone. Thou alone. Thou alone. Thou alone. You say, what's that mean? We can't find it nowhere else. You're the only one. Thou alone hast the words of truth and of life. That's what Peter said. Peter said, I've lived long enough to know. I've heard enough of the rabbis. I've been to enough dead, boring sermons at the synagogues. I've listened to them wrestle with the law of God. I've listened to their man-made traditions. I've listened to their lies and their inventions. I've finally heard you one day, and there's something on the inside that told me that was true and that that was the way of life. Where else can I go? Thou alone has what I need. Buddy, I'm telling you, it was so real to Peter, and what was so real to Peter is real in my life. And if everybody else turns away from Jesus today, if nobody else embraces him as Savior and Lord, if nobody else in my generation ever gets saved, they can mock me, they can ridicule me, they can condemn me, they can try to school me. But my friend, I know the one and the only one that has the words of truth in life. I ain't trusting what politicians say. I ain't trusting the latest doctrine that is being emphasized in that is erroneous. I'm not doing that. Amen. I know the one alone that has the words of truth in life. Glad I know him. Glad I know him. If you reject him today, I'll still serve him. I guess I'm not going to get there, but I want to preach on what Peter said. Lo, Lord, we have left all and followed thee. Mark 10:28. We've left all and followed thee. You read what Matthew's account said. Matthew, I'll give it to you and then I'm done. But Tim, you read what Matthew recorded. He adds something in there that neither Mark nor Luke was inspired the Holy Ghost to put in there. But the Holy Ghost said to Matthew, write what else he said. Amen. He said, lo, Lord, we have forsaken all and followed thee. He said, in essence, what do we get? What's in it for us? What can we expect? Really, the same thing is emphasized in Mark 10:28. You see it there, that's inferred. What is inferred in Mark 10:28 is directly stated in Matthew 19. What Peter is saying is, Lord, we've been saved and we've decided to serve you and follow you and give you our all. What's in it for us? Is it worth it? That's what Peter was asking. Lord, we love being with you, and we know that you have the words of truth in life. And we're watching people walk away. We're watching people abandon you. And Lord, we have forsaken everything. We have given up everything. We have been saved and give up all to simply to be your disciples. Is it worth it? I really wanted to preach on this thought. Maybe we'll get it tonight. It pays to serve Jesus. As Jesus said, I know everything you've given up. Peter wasn't lying when Peter said, we left all. Jesus said, I know what you've left. Amen. He said, any man that leaves house and brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers and lands and children, he said, you mark it down. If they do it, listen, not that they're just sacrificial. There's a lot of people in our society that are sacrificial. They give to the pet humane society. They give up things and they sacrifice things for different causes that they are invested in. Amen. Jesus ain't talking about saving all the stray dogs in the world. Amen. He ain't giving, he ain't talking about sacrificing to neutering and spaying your animals. Come on now. It's foolish stuff that men invest themselves in and think that's going to make them righteous. Jesus said, if you leave house and brother and sister and father and mother and children and lands for my sake and the gospel's. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, if you're doing that for me, if you're willing to follow me, if you're willing to be my disciple, if you're willing to pay the cost of discipleship and be a disciple indeed, Jesus said, this man shall receive now. And then he said, and in the life to come. Not want to miss tonight, amen, because I'm going to preach on it. It pays to serve Jesus. Now and then. Yes, they sang the song last Sunday night. Amen, it will be worth it all. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ, and it will be worth it all on that day. And may I say right now, it is worth it. I've not give up one thing that God has not give back manifold blessings now. Amen. And it pays, it always has paid to serve God. It still pays to serve God. Amen. Now you got to get saved first. You better get born again first. You better tap into what we've been exhorting about. I ain't preaching, I'm exhorting. Amen. Just so you know, you can't do this, amen, if you let Google be your study guide. Amen. You say, how in the world are you coming up with all that? You ain't got no notes. Because I'm telling you, it's real on the inside. You got to Google none of this. Amen. I ain't got to Google none of this. Because I know who I have believed. I know his word. Brother Mike's waving his Bible. I know what his word said. Amen. Google didn't give me what I believe. God gave me what I believe. You mock it all you want, friend. God gave me what I believe. God introduced his son to me. God preached the gospel to me. Yeah, there may have been some human instruments along the way, but I had heard that for so long, growing up around it and in it, and didn't understand it and couldn't comprehend it. When God made it real, like he's got to make it real in you, it changed my life. You got to get saved. Yes, amen. The only thing I regret about getting saved is that I didn't get saved before I got saved. I don't understand all that because there's a lot of stuff about all that I didn't really understand or maybe didn't really believe. I ain't no Calvinist today, but I know this. It was real in the hour I called on his name. It's been real ever since. Amen. And I will say today, it didn't cost me anything to be saved. It pays to be saved. Amen. Now, it's cost me some to serve the Lord and be a disciple. And that's the problem with this generation. Shallow Christianity. They think because it didn't cost them anything to be saved, it ain't going to cost them anything to live for God. But Peter said, Lord, we've left all. We've left all. There ain't one relationship that we counted to be more precious than to know you. There's not one place we could pillow our head by way of a house that was more dear to us than being able to lay our head on your bosom. There's not one half acre of land that we could have used that has been nearly as useful as just walking and journeying the land with our Savior. We've left it all. We've left it all. We've left it all. Lord, we're not mad about it. We're not mad that we're saved. We're not sad that we're Christians. We don't feel like we've missed out on anything. But Lord, would you just reaffirm in our life, is it really worth serving you? Jesus said, it's worth it now. It's worth it then. Well, somehow this world and even religious people will try to make you feel like they got the upper hand. They've got knowledge you ain't got. Amen. But Paul said God chose the foolish of this world to confound the wise. They look at what we believe and how we preach and what we say we have, Brother A.L., and they downright get mad because the foolishness of the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Not foolish preaching. The foolishness of preaching to the world, they say, could never be. But it is. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Jesus said, there's a lot more. I can give some of this to you now and you'll still be in tune tonight. Jesus ended verse 31, Brother Tim. He said, this is where we get that phrase. Everybody knows what Jesus said, but the first shall be last. And the last shall be first. Amen. This world puts us as the last place losers. And much of religion today makes churches like ours and preachers like yours last place losers on this side. But the race to the kingdom of God, the last actually become the winners. And the one who think they're winning are the losers. Amen. 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 I tell you this. I'm willing to take what Jesus put in my heart. I'm willing to take what and who I believe, Brother Mark, and go all the way to the gates of eternity with it. I'm willing to do that knowing it'll be enough. And this crowd thinks they're so wise and so smart and so educated and all their religion and think they're so first place with all their prestige and their wealth and their possessions and their worldly ambitions. Let me tell you something, when all's said and done, Jesus said, those are the ones that'll be last. They're the ones who lose in eternity. We're not only winning when we cross the finish line, we're winning now. I don't need you to feel sorry for me. God's been so good to me. God has been so good to me. Don't you dare feel sorry for me. There's nothing, Brother Maurice, there's nothing in my heart, honest before God today. I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. I don't feel like the Christian life is a bore and a chore. And if you feel that way, I would seriously doubt your salvation. I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. I'm gladly serving the Lord, and anything that it has cost me, I'm telling you, The Lord has more than made up for it. Amen. This is the longest offertory introduction there's ever been. I'm done. Let's stand together, play something. You may just need to come thank God, praise Him privately on an altar this morning for saving your soul. Maybe somebody here this morning that while you're here, you know in your heart salvation is not real. Relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is not a reality in your life. We invite you to come today. Invite you to be able to come. Listen, we want you to be able to leave this place today hand in hand spiritually with Jesus. He's the only mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Until you come to know Him, you are not fit to enter heaven. Till your life is changed by His good grace, His Holy Spirit, I don't care what people say about you this morning. Till you're saved by the gospel, believing on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Think not, friend, that heaven will be your home when you leave this world. Anybody here today would say, boy, I sure do need to be saved. I've been good in the eyes of men, but not in the eyes of God. Still as lost as I've ever been. Need to come to Jesus today. Another verse, Brother Riley. Amen. You can look this way. I guess I appreciate your attention this morning. Amen. We're going to get an offering up before you get out of here. You can be seated if you need to be. And we'll take up the offering, ask the Lord to bless that. I'm not going to try to preach beyond what we've already done this morning. And the old timers called that preaching off the cuff. Amen. Preaching off the cuff. And I hope that makes sense. I tell you, if the preaching of Jesus Christ, you leave here today and say, oh, it's just too shallow. Amen. If that's shallow, you just let me drown in the shallow waters. Amen. Just let me drown in the shallow waters. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's deeper than you can realize when you realize who it is that we're preaching today. All right. And so if you're here today and you're not saved, please understand you've got to be saved. You have to be saved. We would plead with you and preach to you always That message will never change around here. It'll never change that you got to be saved and that there's only one way to be saved. And what you hear, what you've heard today, by the grace of God, if you come back 10 years from now and I'm still here, if I ain't lost my mind, you'll hear the same preaching 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 50 years from now. And I'm telling you, there's only one way to be saved, and you must be saved that way. Amen. All right, you give liberally this morning, and the Lord will bless you. Brother Mark, bless the offering. Just thank him. I don't know what all's going on here today. I know I've about lost my mind. Amen. Amen. But it felt good. Amen. But let's pray and ask God whatever he's doing this morning. We may not can even see it, but I've tried to obey the Lord. I didn't plan on doing this. And so the Lord's doing something. You just ask God that he'll do that work, keep doing that work he's doing this morning, and then bless the offering his way.
Our dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've done.